This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you go to tacticalholsters.com, what you're going to find is a selection that is, from start to finish, you can get everything you need. Everything you need. Whether it's tactical nylon, holsters, belts, methods to carry your ammunition, all modular, all can hook up to each other and other things too. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from the Trace, which is supposed to be a quote unquote, and I'm being you know quite facetious here. That is the Bloombergian anti-news, anti-gun news thingy. We have this this fine little missive about what happened in Maryland the other day. Maryland didn't surprise me. I'm not surprised about it. What I'm surprised about is that anybody thinks this is news. But since the anti-gunners are looking to claim anything they can, they're going to go with this. So they asked the question, is the AR-15 a weapon of war? You see, the same features that attract some shooters help convince a circuit court that bans on the rifles didn't infringe on gun rights. The next big question is, will other judges see it that way? The same way. Now, see, what they're doing here is what they're making the proposition that a judge can ban a gun. They're willing to let the judiciary rule as long as they rule the way they want them to. Now, they, you know, at the beginning, they say again, are they designed for inflicting maximum damage to enemy troops? Or are they part of the American civilian gun owner's heritage, essential for both recreational shooting and self-defense? Most of the time, the distinction is of little practical importance. These semi-automatic rifles are ubiquitous, widely available for sale in gun shops across much of America. But on Tuesday, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, came down squarely one side of this debate with big implications for how states regulate assault weapons. In a 10-4 decision, the federal court upheld Maryland's 2013 assault weapons ban, finding that guns like the AR-15 are weapons of war, and thus American civilians don't have an unfettered right to buy and own them under the Second Amendment. Well, that's happening right now until this Supreme Court gets settled, because this most certainly will be appealed. Now, they point out that only the Fourth Circuit has weighed in on this, whether there is a constitutional right to own these kinds of weapons. You know, the handgun that I carry most of the time right now today, the SIG P320, right? This is essentially a military configuration because it's a semi-automatic handgun, and semi-automatic handguns, with the exception of in our military, where they have to have a safety. So they'll add a safety to that, but it's essentially the same gun. right? There's no distinction between the handguns. The distinction between the rifles is quite black and white, actually. A semi-automatic only rifle is not a weapon of war. If it doesn't have a selective fire capability, it is not a weapon of war. Getting out there and saying that states are free to regulate assault weapons, that's one thing. It's quite another thing to actually put it into practice. See, Maryland doesn't want their citizens to have assault weapons, as they call them. They don't want them to have, I call these things personal defense weapons. Okay? PDWs. That's the designation that the Department of Homeland Security puts on them. I like that, personal defense weapon. Everything I own is a personal defense weapon. So everything I own is a PDW. Getting out there and claiming that we don't have a right to these when there's so many of them out there. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. The provision of Heller that Scalia wrote had to do with common use. There was part of it for common use. And that's a little bit of a problem interpreting this way. But we get this from them. There's no question that the AR-15 was created for the military. The gun was first designed by famed engineer Eugene Stoner in the late 1950s as a replacement for rifles developed during and soon after World War II. They don't know what those were. They don't know what those were. Stoner designed a select fire weapon that could do either, that could either shoot one bullet at a time or many rounds with one sustained squeeze of the trigger. In 1959, Colt, a much larger firearms company, bought the design from Stoner's struggling Armalite and produced it for the military under the designation M16. Many gun companies now make their own versions of that weapon, along with other military-style semi-automatic rifles like the AK-47 or Sig Sauer's recent MCX. They threw that one in there because that was the Pulse weapon, the Pulse nightclub weapon. These rifles are virtually identical in functionality to the M16 with one difference. They lack the automatic fire feature, meaning its owner must squeeze the trigger each time he or she fires a shot. After a series of mass shootings committed with commercially sold assault weapons and fears grew that gangs were using such firearms to outgun police, Clinton restricted their manufacture and sale. The Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, a sweeping omnibus crime bill, included a ban on assault weapons. When that ban expired in 2004, the market for such guns opened up. One thing they don't ever mention is when, this is the thing, with the modular handgun system trials that they were developing, everybody got involved in that because they know those handguns can sell to civilians. So they have a market for them even if they don't get the contract. Now, for the AR-15 market, which is burgeoning right now, and I mean the parts are just a crazy, crazy business out there. None of that was happening during the quote-unquote assault weapon ban. Development on taking the platform further ceased. The next iteration during the assault weapon ban was the M16A2, which had a three-shot burst. So you'd flip it, it went from fully automatic to three-shot burst, you would flip it to three-shot burst, you would pull the trigger three shots, all in, but see, you know what, in the military, when I was in the Army, we didn't run around expending all the ammunition. You know, in combat, you don't have, you don't have the supply chain right behind you. You go out with a combat load, you need to figure out how to conserve that. That means you've got to, you know, maybe semi-automatic fire and look for targets versus spraying and praying. They're saying that the case decided Tuesday by the Fourth Circuit can be traced back to Sandy Hook. Okay, that's fine. They're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep on pushing. That's fine. That's their game. That's all they know. This is why they have to disarm the normal people so that they can be in charge. Nothing new. We'll be right back. there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that's unbelievable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You know, I'm watching all of this as it unfolds, and I've got to tell you, I'm not surprised, and at the same time, I'm a little dismayed, simply because I really hoped that certain things wouldn't come to pass. But we'll see. We'll see. Because apparently nobody has any brains right now. Nobody's thinking. Okay? Here's something to think about, okay? Mexico, the Mexican government has said it will resist efforts by the U.S. government to force better cooperation between the two nations to halt illegal immigrants coming into the U.S. Who cares? Resist all you like. For far too long, Mexico has facilitated the flow of illegals coming into the U.S., both from Mexico itself and from, you know, a shuttle from other Central American countries. And the new Trump administration policies announced by DHS Secretary Kelly on Tuesday will immediately return illegals caught at the border, making them wait for their hearing on U.S. immigration courts in Mexico rather than being released to melt away into the interior of the United States. But while complaining about the new policies, they appear to be preparing for a large influx of deportees. Coming from the Washington Times, I want to say clearly and emphatically that the government of Mexico and the Mexican people do not have to accept provisions that one government unilaterally wants to impose on the other. Huh? We want your people to stop coming over the wall, over the border. How about that? That's what we want. Why don't you do a little border patrol? That's what Mexican Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray told reporters in Mexico City just ahead of meetings with Mr. Kelly and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. We will not accept it because there's no reason why we should and because it's not in the interest of Mexico. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, all those remittances. The remittance coming over here. You know, the remittance part of it, that was enabled by Clinton. You know, Western Union used to be an American thing. And during the Clinton administration, and also with the help of Schwarzenegger in California, they turned the remittance paradigm into a big business. Made it easy. So that's why when you go into a grocery store and they have a Western Union station, they have everything in Spanish. Even as they are talking tough, though, they're prepared for what could be a massive influx of Mexicans who are either kicked out of the country or flee the U.S. The Social Development Ministry has for years had a program that organized Mexicans who lived and worked outside their country and helped the communities left behind. Officials said Wednesday that they would work on reforms to Programa 3x1 for migrants, as it is known, to prepare for the return of many of those migrants. Mexico used to account for the vast majority of illegal immigrants entering the U.S., but that has tapered off as the Mexican economy has improved and as American officials began to impose stiffer consequences on migrants, raising the risks associated with trying to sneak in. But now the bigger problem is a surge of non-Mexicans from the Western Hemisphere who enter Mexico, then travel north to reach the U.S. Mexico's role in facilitating their journey has long been a source of controversy between the two countries. Last year, American officials pointed to a surge in Haitians, thousands of whom had been living in Brazil and Chile, but started heading north, saying they were enticed by lax Obama administration policies. Mexico was stopping the migrants at its southern border, then giving them temporary transit visas that lasted just long enough for them to make their way to the U.S. border, where they attempted to enter. The White House insisted Wednesday that relations with Mexico remained strong. Sean Spicer said, "We have a very healthy and robust relationship with the Mexican government and Mexican officials. I think they would echo the same sentiment. I think that the relationship with Mexico is phenomenal right now, and I think that there's an unbelievable and robust dialogue between the two nations." Since the average wait for a hearing before a U.S. immigration judge is close to 2 years, the Mexicans are going to have to deal for the Mexicans thousands of stateless people, many of whom will not be Mexican, however, for a considerable period of time. Many illegals who only recently arrived in the U.S. could return to their families to await the disposition of their case. But some illegals have been in the U.S. for many years, and it's an open question how the Mexican government is going to be able to feed and house the deportees. It is hoped that many recent arrivals from Central America, especially unaccompanied children and families, will simply give up and return home. Hoped. But the governments of El Salvador and Guatemala have suggested they may stop returning immigrants at their border, not allowing them back in. That would present another problem for Mexico along its southern border. It's anybody's guess how many people are going to stay in Mexico and fight for entry into the U.S.? Anybody. What seems clear is that the relationship between the two countries is about to change dramatically, and it needs to. It should. The U.S. government is no longer going to tolerate their blatant attempts to push illegal immigrants across the southern border, making them our problem. It is one of those things where what they have sown for so many years, they are about to reap. So, we'll see what we get out of that. We will. What they have done is the exact opposite. You know, in Europe, right, one of the reasons that we've always spent more money on NATO in Europe. But that has allowed the European countries to build their enormous welfare state. And their enormous welfare state, when it stopped being sustainable, that's why they started importing the Islamists. Because they're so prolific. And they procreate so quickly. So, okay. I get it. But we're not going to do that anymore here. That I think that ride is just about over. And Mexico can sit back and say, we're not going to accept it. We're not going to agree with it. We're not going to care, Mexico. You have no choice. We are sovereign. We'll do what we like with our country. We'll manage our border the way we like. If you don't like it, maybe you're going to have to step up your game a little bit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Kraken Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Kraken Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. KrakenPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that you cannot believe. Everything under the sun. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm not a big person on symbolism. If I have a symbol on me, that means I probably have something to do with that symbol. My chair is still breaking down. I am sinking slowly as I go. It sounds like I start to get further and further away from the mic. That's because it's going to be taller than me soon. Let me give you some symbolism. 50 years ago, young people who matriculated at Elizabethtown College were required to sign a pledge that under penalty of expulsion, they would not use alcohol. Weekly chapel was mandatory. E-Town, as both the college and community in which it was located were known locally, is affiliated with the conservative Church of the Brethren. Back then, if the administration learned of an undergraduate's alcohol use, even at home during summer vacation or holidays, suspension was automatic. The times, they have changed in Elizabethtown. Beginning in mid-February, it's already happening, I guess, the Elizabethtown College Democrats began distributing all-white pins in the shape of puzzle pieces. They are intended to be worn only by white students to make them more introspective about race and remind them of their white privilege, especially in a predominantly white area of Lancaster County. Dear God in heaven. Where to begin? The snotty, self-superior, out-of-town college kids have always looked down on townies and the E-Town College Democrats typify the phenomenon. In 2010, 93% of Elizabethtown's community population was Caucasian. 1.2% was black, another 1.2% were mixed race. Hispanics were 2.2% and 1.1% were Asian. The average family income was about average, but Elizabethtown's cost of living and housing remains below the national average. Nearly two-thirds of E-Town College undergraduates are female. The college is ranked number 2,228 nationwide in ethnic diversity, with a student body composition below the national average. Only 2.6% black, 1.6% mixed race, 3.7% Hispanic, 1.8% Asian. None is dramatically above the community's numbers. In 2014, E-Town College accepted nearly three-fourths of applicants. Demographics suggest that there's no conspiracy to exclude them, so why don't more minorities choose to live in E-Town or attend college there? Perhaps, as the college Democrats' soporific white pen project suggests, there simply isn't enough to do in a small town on a smaller campus. Eileen Ida, president of the College Democrats, said, "Discussions about race are often perceived as only being open to people of color, but it is just as important for white people to partake in current conversations about race. You know, race becomes an issue when you are fixated upon it." Boy, this is... Only racists and race hustlers are obsessed with the, color of skin. To Ida, anyone who is not as fixated on race as she appears to be is somehow responsible for racial oppression. She suggested that unless they actively work against it, white people allow for a system of societal institutional racism. In other words, whites in action or inattention equals guilt. So even if there's nothing there and they're not looking for it anyway, they're in trouble. Ida insists that people of color live with racism while whites don't, even though people like Ida work constantly to convince perfectly innocent white people of their subliminal racist predispositions. So why isn't that racist? The Elizabethtown College Democrats' effort forces everybody to think about racial issues people face daily. Campaign is expected to last through February and beyond, one suspects at least until the 2018 midterm elections. This is one more example of the left's endless, senseless virtue signaling, another empty gesture designed to perpetuate divisive left-wing Democratic Party identity politics. Now, Jonah Goldberg, before he went anti-Trump altogether, he wrote a book called Liberal Fascism. And he wrote that the white man is the Jew of liberal fascism. In the Star of David armband, sanctimonious E-Town College Democrats are making their targets with white puzzle pieces. Ironically, puzzle pieces are well-established, iconic symbols used to promote a popular, genuinely noble cause, autism awareness. So the sanctimonious E-Town College Democrats have clumsily appropriated a perfect metaphor for the left's own social, cultural, and political developmental disabilities. So, you know, symbolism means nothing. It means nothing. Where the safety pins, where the white puzzle pieces, please do. I'll wear a T-shirt. And if I don't wear what you think I should wear, that means nothing. I'm prepared to go to a place you're not prepared to even visit. If it isn't one thing. I was having computer issues for the longest time. I've resolved them, so now the chair's got to break. That just makes me mad. It just makes me mad. Now, I want to mention one more time while we have the time. I put a video up today about the 6-hour P320C FLS. If this is a gun that you're interested in buying, okay, after I take it out and shoot it, it's going to be available at Upstate Armory Group for a well-reduced used gun price. Although all the shooting is going to be on video, and all the shooting is going to be at a LEO law range, and we're just going to put it through some paces, do a couple of drills with it, because this is an odd little beast. It's got the compact frame, and it's got the full-length slide. So, and to me, this looks more like the M17 than my full-size P320 Nitron. So, I said that in the video, too. So, if that's something that you want to look at, stay tuned. And, you know, we'll be shooting it, I think, this Saturday, day after tomorrow, and then we'll be giving it over back to Jason on Tuesday, and then it will be up and ready to go. It will be cleaned very well with frog lube. So it'll smell like a York peppermint patty when you get it. And I'll work out all that sponginess in the trigger, and you'll be good to go. You will have a good gun if that's something you want to look at trying to do. Just wanted to mention that. Now, we're getting ready to head into the next break. When we get back, there's five festering problems that the Democrats, for some reason, continually ignore. And we're just going to point them out. Since they're out there pointing fingers all the time, we'll point those out just so they can, you know, enjoy their own medicine, which they're really having to enjoy right now. Yeah. We'll be right back.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, unbelievable toughness in that Kydex is stuff you just can't imagine. Try them out, tacticalholsters.com. Our national media have a knack, a genuine talent for missing important trends. They are focused on what is seen as a general confusion and a lack of factual fidelity in the Trump administration. They miss entirely the contrast in adult responsible behavior by Republicans and the increasingly irresponsible Democrats. Republicans at all levels of government are trying to solve America's problems to a degree. Democrats are at best indifferent. It requires only a sliver of cynicism to conclude that the very leftist Democrats are actually working to make our problems worse. So here's a review of five very pressing problems. If there's some missing, some good works from the Democrats, I'd love to hear about them as well. Number one, the bankruptcy of Social Security and Medicare. Left uncorrected, the financial weakness of these programs either will result in default on their obligations or will drive our country into bankruptcy. From George W. Bush to Paul Ryan, Republicans have weathered a constant barrage of leftist obstruction and ridicule for their efforts to reform both programs. The Democrats offer nothing. They offer nothing. Now, although that's not quite true, Obama's budgets contained in ever-increasing budget cuts to Medicare, which would bring us dangerously close to a default to its obligations. Obamacare. From its inception, critics argued that the Affordable Care Act was actually unsound. And they were right. There's no doubt that a few people benefit from the program, but only at the expense of many other people. There's even less doubt that the program cannot continue. It has reached the predicted death spiral. It must be undone because it causes irreparable damage to our health care delivery system. Republicans were elected to repeal and replace. The Democrat position is a modern version of mend it, don't end it. But there are no Democratic Party proposals to mend their creation. They're completely hands-off. They offer no help with the mess that the ACA created, but they say if Republicans try to fix the problem, then Republicans own whatever problems ensue. That's fine. You guys own this one. It's difficult to put the breadth and depth of this irresponsibility into words. Number three, race relations and the police. 2016 Harvard Economics professor Dr. Roland Fryer studied 1,000 police shootings across the country and reached what he described as the most surprising result of his career. When it comes to police use of lethal force, there is no racial bias. There's no surprise to people aware of the many studies that show police more reluctant to shoot blacks than whites for fear of appearing prejudiced. They're well known and well understood, but nonetheless, the left of both races encourage the Black Lives Matter movement. Democrats have a thing for mindless movements, but this one is particularly unprincipled. It's impossible to overstate the harm that they cause. It perpetuates the myth that the police are hunting down black Americans. Everyone who isn't a leftist resents being caught in a pointless protest, caused traffic jam, or having a restaurant meal disrupted. Even seeing this behavior on the news is jarring for most of us. John Gabriel's classic tweet sums it up. My favorite part about the Obama era is all the racial healing. Dr. Fryer's study did reveal a problem. African Americans are much more likely to be treated roughly by the police. They're more likely to be pushed around and more likely to be handcuffed. That's a problem that justifies civil protests. But those of us on the right want to know why the protests are directed against us or against the country as a whole. Invariably, the police in question work for local governments. They work for cities and countries, which are, with perhaps two exceptions, run by Democrats. Democrats own this problem. They offer no solution. They shift the blame to the rest of us. But they also aggravate community police relations by turning police departments into profit centers. The case study here is Ferguson. It's good to note that Ferguson is a black majority city. No Republicans are involved in the city forces its police to step to the issuance of fines levied on its mostly black citizens. And those are all for all manner of minor violations, often for parking or traffic. And the goal is to increase the flow of revenue into the city. Point four, underfunded pension plans and Democrat-controlled state and local governments. That's why you have all those revenue drives. Unions are created to balance the power of workers against large and presumably heartless employers. In this case, though, we are the employers when it's government unions, and the deck is stacked against us. Our elected representatives often depend on the contributions of both money and time from government employees. Typically, the union is negotiating with itself. So, becomes all our concern when excessive retirement programs are put in place which cannot be possibly paid for. Some at large entities like the city of Chicago and the state of California could go belly up just based off of, you know, pensions. Pretty silly when you look at it on balance. Number five, the connection between illegal immigration and California's electoral power. California declared itself a sanctuary state and now houses a quarter of the nation's illegal immigrants. The elected officials at all levels of that state government will openly defy any attempts to enforce existing federal law that could reduce the number of illegal immigrants. The massive presence of illegals distorts our representative system. There are at least 4 million in California. It requires a special, stupid, leftist variety of naivete to believe that none of them votes. Even if none does, they are counted in the census, which determines congressional representation and some federal funding allocations. If only citizens were counted, California would have five fewer congressional seats and electoral votes. Those seats would go to, for example, Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The Democrats, who declared California a sanctuary state, knew exactly what they are doing. They're indifferent to federal law, but they require no cynicism at all to see that they are actively, knowingly benefiting themselves by doing harm to the republic. There's examples of this that go on and on and on without end. This is an attitude that we no longer have the luxury of overlooking. We have to make the Republicans be the responsible adult party, and we have to make them push the law. They can, you know, the left can cast most of their axes being for the children, I know which children they're talking about. They're not talking about American children. Are they? How about all those black children in Chicago? Are they talking about them? They're not talking about them. No. No. They're simply pawns. They're just numbers. This is stuff we can't ignore anymore. They can ignore it if they want to. They have been ignoring it, and that's fine. In my world, if California wanted to secede, that's fine. Let us have all of the military personnel are coming with us. All of the nuclear weapons are coming with us. You get to keep your pensions. You can handle your Social Security people. And all of that stuff you get to keep, and we're going to keep what's ours. You keep what's yours. Secede. Then you can try to strike some deals with Colorado and Texas for things like power and water and all these other things, although I don't think you need the water right now. I wish they would. And I know people that live there. I don't want them to be there. But they are. They're not taking care of business. They're just giving us the business. So, okay. We're not going to ignore that anymore. Don't expect any quarter from us, leftists. Now then, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Adeen for the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We're going to talk about this Docs versus Glocks thing. It's pretty stupid, pretty far-reaching. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter in every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.